The professor proposes two solutions to the problem the woman describes. Briefly summarize the problem, then state which solution you recommend and explain why. Now listen to a conversation between a professor and a student.
Hi, Sarah. To what do I owe the pleasure of this office visit?
It's my study group, Professor Wilson. We're not getting much studying done, and, you know, none of us did very well on your last quiz.
What's the problem?
Well, we've all become good friends, and we joke around a lot instead of studying.
Sarah, let me ask you this. When do you meet?
Every Friday afternoon.
Have you thought about changing to another day? By the time Friday afternoon rolls around, all of you are probably exhausted and all you want to do is relax and unwind. It's hard to stay focused at the very end of the week.
Good point. Although things have gotten so out of hand that I'm not sure changing days would help, and we'd lose one or two people if we changed days. Friday afternoon's the only time everyone's available, but it's worth considering.
Okay, but just a second. Another possibility is, does your group have a leader?
No.
Well, if you had a leader, that would help enormously. Someone to set an agenda in advance, email it to everyone before the meeting, and then make sure, when you meet, that you stay focused on your goals. And since you seem to be concerned enough about the problem to have come see me, I think that someone might be you.
I guess I could take on that role, but it sounds like work.
You don't have to do it for the whole semester, Sarah. You can start it off, and then perhaps someone else can take over.